In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Blindness is one of these concepts that is used in Scripture to show a state of being, a state of mind. And while we all here are blessed with our own sight, physically, we will all suffer some kind of blindness, some kind of blind spot to something or other. Those blind spots are essential for us to deal with as Christians. Because in those blind spots, we either lose people altogether, or their lives and the reality of their lives become distorted. The washing of those eyes, the opening of our eyes to the world around us, is for us to see that world in a very different way. It is undeniable that there is suffering around us, yet we are often engrossed within and by our own suffering. We don't see anyone else. We don't see anything else. We don't look at others with that compassionate eye because we are blind to their suffering. Yes, of course, we watch the news and we see people suffering all over the world. And it's very easy to sit in the comfort of our own rooms, in our warmth, surrounded by those whom we love, in our relative comfort, and make judgments, or indeed not see them at all. That is one thing we need to address, to see, to be aware of, to be compassionate to the suffering of others. But more than that, it's not just about those who are afar. That's an obvious one. We don't see the suffering of those who are near us. Those who could be so near that we might see them every day or every week, but they just don't register. It just doesn't occur to us that there is suffering. We're oblivious to it. This is where the washing of our eyes comes in. Our Lord washes them and allows us to see the world in a very different way. He allows us to see the world through His eyes, in which He is not only aware of, but very sensitive to our suffering. He has a compassionate eye, a loving eye, a forgiving eye, an eye that looks upon all equally, even those who are outcast, alienated, marginalized. Those who others may not see at all are the ones whom not only He sees, but He approaches, He goes to. This man born blind, the Samaritan woman, the lepers, the sinful woman, people who may either, at best, have been totally invisible to the world, and at worst, were only seen for their failings and for their sin. Yet His eye was very different. So today, as we pray that through this sacrament, through our engagement with our Lord, through our life in Him, that our eyes are also opened, that they are washed in Him, and that we can see the world through those eyes. So that we also, no matter what surrounds us, can see compassionately, can see with a spirit of forgiveness, and can see with the love that only His eyes will carry for the whole of humanity, those who are seen as deserving, and more importantly, those who are seen by others or even themselves as entirely undeserving. And glory be to God forever. Amen.